It's Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. California Governor Gavin Newsom has officially fended off Republicans' recall attempt. He did so by changing the stakes of the contest from a referendum on his own performance into a partisan argument against Trumpism and the coronavirus. Nearly 64% of California voters rejected the recall. Over the last month, the COVID-19 case rate per 1,000 residents in Washoe County has doubled, and the county's test positivity rate has jumped to more than 20%. That's according to yesterday's update from Assistant County Manager Dave Solaro. He says hospitals are filling up with COVID patients, most of whom are unvaccinated, and that's putting a strain on the state's medical system.
I'm not as concerned, quite frankly, about myself going into the hospital for COVID. What I'm concerned about is I get into a car accident on my way home, and there's no place for me to go because I've had a serious accident.
There is good news, Solaro says. Vaccinations are increasing in Washoe County, with more than 62% of eligible residents now fully vaccinated. Washoe County is still under an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status due to the current high transmission rate. Sparks City Councilmember Donald Abbott announced that he tested positive for COVID-19. That's despite getting vaccinated back in February. In a Facebook post, Abbott said he has mild fatigue, a cough, and has lost his sense of taste. He added that the vaccines are safe and effective. Since the start of the pandemic in Washoe County, there have been about 1,700 cases amongst people who are fully vaccinated. That represents roughly just 0.6% of the number of fully vaccinated people in the county. Washoe County School District Board Trustee Jacqueline Calvert has resigned. Calvert says after recently moving, she no longer lives in the district she represents, District F. That's an at-large position that covers the east side of the school district. Calvert's term was set to expire next year. The board will appoint a replacement. Tomorrow is the first day of school for students in the Lake Tahoe Unified School District. That's after the Caldor fire postponed the original start date of August 30th. Superintendent Todd Cutler says crews have been busy getting ready and cleaning.
We had all of our maintenance custodians and several bus drivers and grounds crew come into the district to begin cleanup of ash on the outside and some that got inside.
Cutler adds that they've also replaced air filters in buildings and on buses. He says the next biggest challenge is restructuring the academic calendar to make up for the lost time. Climate change is pushing wildfires into higher and higher elevations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Higher elevations like mountaintops usually have more moisture, and fires don't often burn there. But that's changing rapidly. The Dixie and Caldor fires in California are the first and second wildfires ever recorded crossing the Sierra Nevada crest, says Boise State University researcher Moji Sade.
Previously, fire managers would just let them to burn because they would reach a certain ground and it was wet enough for the fire not to proceed anymore. But now they can't do that because it's going to reach the top of the mountain and it's going to jump the ridge.
Sade was a co-author on research showing fires are increasing across high-elevation, mountainous, wooded areas since the 80s. He says we can't blame a history of fire suppression for it, though, because fires didn't burn often there before. Instead, he says climate change is the driver. He says burned mountaintops could threaten water sources, increase avalanche dangers, and decrease snowpack. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Nevada's U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto introduced legislation yesterday that would delay the federal tax filing deadline for people impacted by natural disasters and wildfires. Currently, those impacted by presidentially declared disasters get an extra 120 days to file their federal taxes. Under this new bill, Cortez Masto says that extension would also apply to state-level emergency declarations.
We saw with the Caldor fire, there was a natural disasters or because of the wildfires declared by both governors, but only a federal disaster declared for the state of California. Well, we know in the state of Nevada that we had thousands of Nevadans displaced and families displaced because of that fire. So this would bring parity.
She introduced the legislation with Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana, and a companion bill was introduced in the House in May. Cortez Masto says the federal government is also working to secure more funding to help with wildfire prevention, detection, and restoration, including $8 billion as part of President Biden's infrastructure package. Those are your morning news headlines for Wednesday, September 15th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.